This is Stupid Science, and I'm Avery, and she's Anushka.
Hi.
Let's get right into it. Leaping out of my bedroom to grab a sip to ease my dehydration, I was unaware of the monster ahead. I reached out to grab the friend who was always there for me, right by my side, but the steep stairs ahead, outside my room, had another plan. I slipped down the crack and tumbled down, stair by stair, bump by bump. There was nothing to self-arrest with, so I went with it, trying not to make the situation worse. Falling like there was no end, I jerked. I landed back in my bed, more confused than ever.
The average human being dreams about 4 times a night. A dream is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during the REM, or rapid eye movement, stage of sleep. Scientists have not come up with one solid reason why people dream, but they have many speculations.
So, have you ever just thought about why we really dream? Like, why do we dream? Like, what's the point? Why does it have to happen? Why does it happen every night? Why do some people forget about it? Why do some people remember it? Why do some people dream different colors? What even is a dream?
Actually, no, I've never thought of that.
In your opinion, why do you think we dream?
In my opinion, I think we dream to, like, I don't know. I feel like dreaming is just a thing that happens because your brain needs to be active at some point. At all points, it needs to be active. So I guess it just makes up dreams so that you don't, like, die of brain unusage.
Okay.
Well, I think we dream to process it at night when we're unconscious, quote unquote, unconscious. We have to have our brain moving, like you said. So, in order for our brains to move when we're unconscious, we have to go through rapid eye movement where we remember and think about all things that happened during the day or in our lives so far.
There's a lot of research that does show that, but there's no research that shows, like, actually one solid, informative reason why people dream. But a lot of scientists think that you also dream to fulfill your wishes. See, like, imagine you took, like, a math test the other day, and you, like, really suck at math. And then in your dream, you see yourself passing that math test. It's, like, something that you want to see. For, like, people being able to fly. You also want to fly.
Because you can only dream about that. There's no way that you pass a math test. I think dreaming is just the one process in life other than actually living of when we experience the most things. Like, you ever, when you hear people say you're unconscious when you're sleeping, you're really not. Because that's when you do the most thinking or the most experiences, I guess you would say.
Like mental activity?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you sleep? Do you, like, sleep light sleep? Or do you sleep deep?
Okay, it depends. It really depends on when I'm tired, how tired I am. Like, if I'm super tired, oh, I'm deep sleep. Like, there's no waking me up. If I'm not really that tired, I can wake up to anything.
It doesn't matter how tired I am, I always deep sleep. Like, I feel like I fall asleep 1 second and wake up the next. There's no waking me up whatsoever.
But then, in deep sleeping, I think I have the longest, like, most intense dream when I sleep, like, when I'm deeply asleep. When I'm lightly sleeping, it's like, oh, we went to a camp and sat around a campfire, then I'm up.
That makes sense. Well, a lot of people think you also dream to rehearse. Like, when you have scary dreams or nightmares, your body, like, actually, while you're dreaming, or your physical body, it actually starts sweating, or your heart rate starts speeding up. And that's to rehearse the fight or flight response, so that if you ever do come into trouble in the real world, you know what to do.
Yeah. So So basically, your brain's setting you up for success, other than when it comes to a math test.
Yeah.
We'll check out our next topic in just a minute, but first, a small break.
Hi, and welcome back to Avery's Insight. My insight on this topic is basically, we dream because we have to. If we don't dream, then we don't process anything. That's my insight.
Most people over the world dream in the colors of the rainbow. However, 12% of all people in the world dream entirely in black and white. What color do you dream in?
I've actually dreamed both in black, white, and gray, and color. Now I dream more in color, but when I was younger, I would get this dream like maybe twice a week, and it was like everything was black, gray, white, and silver. And it would just be like this marble rolling around. My dream was literally just a marble. It was rolling around. It was rolling towards the door. And I would always wake up in the middle of the night after this dream. But it wasn't like a nightmare that I woke up scared. I just woke up.
But then again, there are some things that the different colors of your dreams do mean something. Like, it's in some studies show that your childhood exposure is mainly what color you dream in. Like, for example, it's orange a long time ago, entirely dream in black and white because they were only exposed to black and white television screens.
So that's the thing. I've never watched black and white TV before.
Maybe you're just the... Well, I have to say that I have dreamed in both colors. However, I do dream more in black and white than I do in color.
Really? That's interesting.
But I guess that says I'm a dark and mysterious person.
Huh. Okay.
In dreams where black and white both feature, the emphasis tends to be on the contrast and the opposition between the two. Black and white dream may imply that some attention is needed to be directed towards the past. Like, have you experienced any darkness in your past that you need to rehash?
No, I don't think so. No deep, dark secrets here, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that was interesting. On to the next topic. So this next topic is deja vu, and I'm personally really interested in this topic. So tell me, Avery, how do we have deja vu?
Well, for one thing, deja vu is the feeling of having already experienced a present situation. So to answer your question, deja vu is basically your brain playing tricks on you, making you think that what happened in a dream is the exact same thing that's happening in the present day and time.
Okay, so like how many people do you think have deja vu?
Everybody.
Everybody? So like everybody experiences deja vu at least once in your life?
At least once in your life you should have experienced deja vu. However, only 30% of people who experience deja vu know they have experienced deja vu. So that's like 8 in 20 people in your class.
Oh, okay. So, in this article I read, it says that one side of your brain is usually in charge of a particular skill. For example, in most people, the left side of the brain deals with language. And here it says, one explanation for deja vu is that there's a split-second delay in transferring information from one side of the brain to the other side. So, one side of the brain would then get the information twice. So, then there's, like, you feel like you've seen this twice, or it's happened to you twice.
Well, then, so basically, it's a rapid information transfer.
Yeah, twice, but there's
that
like
duplicates.
But there's like a break in the transformation, there's a break in the movement of the data.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we feel like we've seen it.
However, I think my most memorable moment of deja vu was when a kid in fifth grade broke their arm playing cops and robbers. And I had a dream that night before that a kid would break their arm playing freeze tag. And the kid today is actually with all his limbs intact in my math class.
Interesting.
Do you remember any deja vu moments in your life?
Actually, yeah. One, this was like, so I have a little brother, and this was like when he was 3 or 4. So I would be like 8 or 9 at that time. It was like one night I fell asleep and I had a dream that my brother, he was like choking on water after we were playing. Like we were playing and he would like grab my shirt and I would run around and he would run around behind me like a train. And then he started choking on water. And then the next morning we were doing that exact thing and my brother started choking on water. And I, oh my god, this has happened to me before. What's happening?
Yeah. Again, deja vu. Looking scared. Like, it's very confusing.
It's really confusing. So, that's that for deja vu. Let's see what our next topic is. So, our next topic is, why do we have nightmares? A nightmare is a disturbing dream associated with negative feelings, such as anxiety or fear, and it wakes you up. Nightmares are very common in children, but can happen at any age and any time. Occasional nightmares are nothing to worry about.
Generally, the cause of nightmares is stress and anxiety or trauma or sleep deprivation. However, in order to treat nightmares, you can talk about it, use medication, or even therapy.
So personally, this next topic, I don't really understand. But my co-host here has volunteered to help us out.
So our next topic is when you wake up and you feel like you just fell in your dream. And then you wake up on your bed and you feel like you just fell from like a really high place and your stomach dropped and you're all sweaty and stuff. This is called a hypnic jerk and nobody actually knows what causes them. But it's really, really common.
Well, personally, I never actually woken up sweaty. That's a little obsessive. But I have been in a dream where you fall and you wake up on your bed knowing you just fell in your dream.
Yeah, that's how it works. A lot of people think that hypnic jerks are because one part of your brain tries to go to sleep faster than the other parts of your brain, so then it causes you to wake up.
Very scientific.
Yeah, very.
What was your, like, what was the one time that you remember so specifically that you felt this?
It's just really weird. This is from when I was younger, like maybe I was 5. I was flying on a giant butterfly, and I fell off my butterfly. I fell off my butterfly, and I fell into a deep, dark hole. And then I woke up on my bed, all sweaty and stuff. And I feel like I just went on a roller coaster, and, like my stomach hurt, and it was weird.
Wow, that's... How did you fall off your bug? Anyways, so, I think when you feel a hypnic jerk, does, like, with a hypnic jerk, does everybody feel it at one, like, does it happen to everybody at one time in their life?
Probably.
So it's kind of like the flying dream or the, being chased by a zombie dream. Everybody has one of those in their life.
Yeah. So, like, having a regular sleep cycle helps hypnic jerks from happening. And a lot of people say if you go to sleep thinking that the jerk will happen, then it's almost guaranteed that it's going to happen.
So if you think it'll happen. So that's, like, a common saying.
So what you think about will happen. So say if I think that I'm going to go to finish line and get the newest shoes, it'll happen to me, right? It's the same thing, right?
Sure.
So that's what I'm going to dream about tonight. Okay. Not falling.
Okay.
But here it says that hypnic jerk takes over every part of your body. Is that true?
Yes. Because it's like a jerk not only to your brain, but then your body also wakes up.
So it's a muscle twitch.
Yeah. It's like a muscle twitch. And it's called, these muscle twitches are called myoclonus. And they're like hiccups. Hiccups are also a myoclonus twitch.
Cool. So right? When you hiccup, you're falling?
No. Well, on to the next topic.
What is one of the biggest or most scariest nightmares you've ever had? Remember?
That my house was burning down, and I was being chased by a killer clown throughout my burning house.
I feel like everyone has had, like, a killer clown or zombie kind of nightmare. Or, like, something was chasing me.
Well, yeah.
Whenever I get chased in a dream, I just wake up.
In dreams with modern dangers such as, like, house fires, car crashes, and being mugged, a lot of people have that dream.
But do you really? Like, back with the topic we talked about earlier, sometimes your nightmares are like deja vu. Like, if you get into a car crash in a nightmare, and you get into a car crash the next day, that's deja vu. See, it all ties together.
Yep. That's why people dream. People dream for many reasons. A lot of times, it's just your brain warning you or helping you out with some stuff.
Yeah, it's all a way of processing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, here's an interesting fact. During the teen and young adult years, girls appear to have more nightmares more often than boys do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And some people have them as adults and throughout their life, and they never stop. Unless you take...
So some people never stop having nightmares?
Yeah, but, like, you can always take medication to make it stop.
So that's probably nightmare disorder.
Yeah. Nightmare disorder is when you have constant nightmares and they don't stop and you have to take medication for it.
It is unknown of a supporting reason to the big question of why we dream. Nevertheless, scientists have come across many possible factors. Everything on planet Earth experiences dreams, so why not know the most you can about the common mystery?